Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Last Friday, we were all together in person, West Berlin, and then Madison Square Garden came for Sunday night, and you had Tony Hinchcliffe and the joke, and of course, the media pushing a narrative. You know, older white liberal women offended by the joke, but I think most people with a sense of humor and common sense realize it's a roaster, it's a comedian. Whether or not the joke landed is, to me, ridiculous. It doesn't matter, and I don't think it really had any impact. In fact, I think I saw some of the betting markets. Trump's numbers went up after that joke. So your thoughts on what transpired on Sunday night?
Yeah. First of all, salt to squeeze. If I was your president, they would have made blood sugar sex magic. They waited too long, in my opinion. But I was blown away when I found out that that song did not make the original. You know, it was recorded during that, but it did not make that album.
It's true.
The joke, I think, was, look, was it in the right venue? You could make the argument that it wasn't. You know, maybe not a joke about Puerto Ricans in New York, but he's a roast comic, so it's a joke. And we used to understand, like, when you went to a stand-up comedy show, hey, he may say something that makes me mad, but that's kind of his job, right, to be an equal opportunity offender. I always say if you walk out of a comedy show and you weren't offended by a little something, then the comedian probably didn't go far enough. And maybe that's just the type of comedy that I like, but I'm a huge fan of George Carlin. He was an equal opportunity offender. He would, you know, you would walk out of there or watch one of his specials and go, you know, all those jokes are great, except, you know, this one kind of hit a little too close to home. But that's a comedian's job. They're supposed to push the envelope. They're supposed to, you know, toe the line and cross the line. And he did that. Is that the place for him? Is the place for a comedian like Tony Hinchcliffe on a campaign trail for a presidential campaign? We could have that discussion, right? We could have that discussion. But I'm a free speech absolutist. We know he's a comedian. And look, the joke, I don't think it landed. And I think he maybe understands that, but this is how bad the Democrats are. You were thrown. I mean, this was, I don't know if you watched the Jet game last night. I thought this was going to set the tone for the whole game. This rookie, Corley, he scores, right? He's got a touchdown and drops the ball short of the goal line and it rolls out. Like, that's what that is the most Jets play ever. But you know what's an even bigger Jets play is when you have this joke and you're hitting on it, right? You're seizing on this moment and you're, oh, he called Puerto Ricans, you know, he called it a floating island of garbage. And it's actually highlighting a real problem that they have on Puerto Rico. There is an actual garbage problem there.
Yes.
The joke was actually more, quote unquote, highbrow than most people understand. I didn't know about this problem. And then people go, no, Tony's actually calling like to an actual issue at Puerto Rico that people realize they have an issue there.
Yep.
But they have, you know, this guy on the ropes and they're making a big deal. And then Joe Biden comes out and goes, the only garbage I see are the supporters out there. And now you have like linguists like, well, you know, he spoke the apostrophe. He did what now? what are we serious?
Mm-hmm.
And then they fudged the transcript. I mean, what are we doing? This is full blown. So you have Trump never, by the way, they made it out that Trump said the joke. He wasn't even in the building yet, right? Yeah, well, the campaign approved the tell. What do you think? Trump was sitting there, oh, yeah, I like this joke. Let's keep it in. He didn't even know what he was going to say at the Al Smith dinner. He was reading one and went, that one's nasty. He said it was from Doug Emhoff, you know? The joke, you could make the argument, right, that is a comedian, a roast comic's job, is a good place for a roast comic to be on the campaign with a presidential candidate, maybe not, whatever, a little edgy, you want to, you know, ruffle some feathers, fine. But Trump is kind of like a roast comic, too, when he talks about his opponents.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had, okay, like the Jets, like Corley yesterday, dropping the ball short of the goal line. He's in the end zone, right? It's a touchdown. You could take it in. You could score some points. You have Biden trying to highlight the joke and instead calling half of the country garbage, which Not a, what's the movie? Dodgeball. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's
see if it pays off.
Such a great line.
You know, it's and then he gets in the garbage truck and he's his arms hanging out and he's just having these he's holding a press conference with his arm hanging out of a garbage truck. Something Kamala Harris could never pull off in a million years. And I said this in passing yesterday. We should do a poll question. So I'll ask you, what is, when you look back on just 2024 alone, what is the most indelible moment or image that will resonate with you for the rest of time? Is it the mugshot? Is it the bloody face and the fist pump? Is it the waving out the drive-through window of McDonald's? Or is it the garbage truck? If you had to pick one, because I don't think this is, I don't think we're ever going to see an election year or an election cycle like this for the rest of our time. Which image do you think will be the one that resonates the most?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I think the fight photo with him getting up off the stage is the most iconic photograph in American political history. Iconic. But the one that I'm going to probably remember when we're talking about like campaign season and he's in the peak of campaign season is definitely the stuff that came from McDonald's. That was because of why he was there, right? Because there's a backstory, right? The backstory to Trump getting up with the blood on his face is that he got shot. It was an assassination attempt. And that's not to downplay it, but that wasn't really like a campaign. He didn't choose to do that. That just kind of happened, which is even cooler, to be honest, right? Because everyone wants to say, well, it was staged and he wasn't actually shot. Well, you know, he was shot and he didn't expect to be shot. And thank God he didn't die on stage, right? But he did plan the McDonald's thing. Everyone understands, you know, you had the people going, oh, it's a photo op. It was staged. Oh, really? Thanks. I wasn't going to figure that out by myself. You know, you had people yesterday. Oh, the garbage tree. He's not actually a garbage worker. So, oh, really? Thank you. It's, what would I do without you, Karen? Right? What would I do without you? But you have these images that came from McDonald's and the backstory of why he was there because she lied about it. The best troll. And then the garbage fest on stage and the self-deprecating joke about, well, I'm only wearing it because it makes me look thinner. I mean, this is, you mentioned Kamala could never stick her arm out the garbage truck. You know, she could never hold a press conference. She hasn't. Let's take the garbage truck out of the equation. She can't even hold a normal one, let alone doing one out of the window of a garbage truck. So, you know, it just shows you he's like us, you know, or he's a really good actor. Okay. I'm pretty sure he's like us. You know, you hear from people who have spent like intimate time with him outside of the campaign, outside of the politics, and he's just a normal dude, you know, and he gets it. He's funny. He's always been funny. And then you have Kamala Harris, who's a stiff, right? And this whole administration, and they can't get out of their way. You're either garbage or you're a stupid woman or, you know, you're a Nazi. Like it's just now CNN says J.D. Vance has mommy issues. I mean, think how insensitive that is, right? I mean, what JD had to grow up with and what his mother's story is, these people are just not going to stop. The bottom line is they don't like any of us. Even if you vote for them, they don't like you. They don't respect you. They're happy that you voted for them, but that's it. They honestly hate us. And now you hear them call us garbage, and it's pretty, you know, it's pretty evident now. It's the president of the United States. You can't be calling significant portions of the country garbage.
Yeah. Sean Farish is joining us, as he does every Friday here on Kale & Company Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Let's get to the Mark Cuban comments. We gave some quotes earlier. Sage Steele, Kellyanne Conway, Kayleigh McEnany, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, on down the list, calling Trump supporters that are female, that Trump surrounds himself with, stupid and weak. I'll just prop you up right here. Your partner in crime is Esty, and I mean she's a handful. She's a pistol. I mean, she wants to drop expletives when she comes on the air with us. Doesn't really come off as weak or stupid, in my opinion. Is this going to backfire, and could we see some female boost for Trump on Election Day?
I don't know if it necessarily is going to, you know, maybe it will. You poke the woman, the bear, and you see what happens. Ask Glenn Youngkin. I mean, he won his 2021 governor's race on the backs of school moms. And that was the school mom revolution. And we, you know, New Jersey almost flipped because of it. When I was on Long Island and we were running, you know, grassroots movements, we were flipping school board seats and we were flipping county legislator seats and county executive seats that nobody ever thought would flip. But it's because the school moms, you know, got involved, the parents. And it's, you know, people make jokes, oh, you're a soccer mom. But you know, that's one of the most important jobs. You're taking care of children, and you want to make sure that when you drop them off with somebody that they're doing right by you, right? And not programming your child to come home and all of a sudden think there's some, you know, alternate gender that never existed before yesterday. So, you know, it may have an effect. If it was said a couple of weeks ago, it would have an even larger effect. But for last minute, you know, the final taste in your mouth, if you're a female undecided voter, you got Mark Cuban, who everyone's been talking very highly of on the Kamala campaign, saying, well, no strong. Well, he didn't say this verbatim, but he said Trump doesn't surround himself with, you know, strong and intelligent women. And people are interpreting that as, oh, if I support Trump, I'm stupid and weak. Right. So you don't want to poke him. Right. You don't want to poke the bear. And they poked it and they can't stop. You know, he keeps trying to put it out. He keeps going on there to do cleanup. He's throwing water on a grease fire. I jumped in his mentions this morning. I said, you know, keep doing this, Mark. Every time you try and clarify, you make it worse. You may just want to walk away from the comments, take 2 days off from X and see if, you know, your mainstream media buddies will let it blow over, because he keeps like trying to clarify it and then putting his foot in his mouth. You know, for such a smart guy, and he's been very successful in business, he's sure bad at this element of the whole campaigning and marketing, you know, ventures that he's off to here.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's just wild, because I remember him 20 years ago as the owner of the Mavericks and, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, and all of a sudden this guy is just completely morphed into something I didn't think he was. So very fascinating. Not as fascinating as your story in Tennessee. We talked about this yesterday, and I didn't know that it existed until you texted me the link, and then I scanned it briefly, and if I recall correctly, in the actual script of the context of the copy in the newspaper for the Tennessee Star, I didn't see your name until I was like, you know what, we should probably get the video of this. And then I see the video and it's you. And I'm like, okay, now I understand why he sent it. And oh, by the way, it's ridiculous. And just the backstory with this from my vantage point, when I was in Nashville and I did a small little stint on the sports station inside of that cluster for Cumulus in Nashville, we were right down the hall from Super Talk 99.7 FM, which is basically an FM version of what we do here on Talk Radio 1210. And then, of course, you have CBS 5. They call it News Channel 5. And I had appeared on that channel multiple times talking college football. And I'm blown away because, yes, I mean, it's a red state. And to my knowledge, there's no law that says that they should be able to prevent this. That's the whole point of the disclaimer. So you cut an ad for a local business, and ultimately they decide to punt on it and basically censor you. Did I get all of that correct? And walk us through how this thing started. I actually want to know, how did the company even find you and come to you? And then take us through it step by step, if you could.
All right. So this is just a fantastic story. So the Wilson County GOP, so that's like Mount Juliet, Lebanon.
Yep.
Just east of Nashville, right? It's the county east of Nashville, which is Davidson County. So just east, it's Wilson County, Mount Juliet, Lebanon, some of these other smaller towns around that.
Right up Route 40, if I recall correctly, right?
Right off Route 40. Yep. That is correct. And so I went up there to speak. We've been getting involved, not just in our local county GOP, but we are, you know, going to the different counties in Middle Tennessee and just meeting people, right? I mean, I've been here for a year and a half. I want to know, you know, some of the movers and shakers and some of the issues in these counties, because we have a governor's election coming up in 2 years. And that's shaping up to be a very interesting election, and some cool stuff may occur. We'll see. But I was invited to speak at one of their meetings, Wilson County. And, you know, it went well. We had a great time. Everybody was laughing. I was telling the stories about Long Island and all the activism that we did. And I get a text from the chairman of that county, Wilson County. And he says, hey, my friend AJ McCall, he saw a video of you today. He loves your Trump. He wants to know if you want to do an ad for his business. I said, absolutely. Put me in touch with him. I spoke to him. And he said to me he wanted radio ads and TV ads, and it's the best Trump he's ever heard, and all of the, and you know, I recorded them, sended the ads to him. And he said that the Cumulus station, at first it was just, well, these are, you know, they sound so much like Trump, they're afraid they're going to get sued. That's, to me, the best compliment I've ever been given. All right, fine, I'll add a disclaimer.
Yep.
Cumulus still wouldn't run them. Now, from a radio standpoint, I don't I don't want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I can at least see, you know, the argument from legal on that side. Say, well, if somebody hears it and they don't hear the disclaimer, they may think it's Trump. That's how good it is. Fine. Okay. I get it. The TV station.
Yes.
The lawyers were not comfortable running it because they, you know, felt like it was too much like Trump. If you listened, then there are two ads that they refused to run. The second one I put up yesterday, there was not a word that was said that was political. I mean, I am in a Make America Great Again hat, but there's not a word that was said. I didn't say Donald Trump's word. We didn't refer to me as Mr. President. It wasn't anything like that. It was so innocent. And you can clearly see me on the screen.
Right. And you look
so
nothing
not
like
Donald Trump.
Trump. Right.
No, I look like Bradley Cooper with an oversized set of ears. If you pick them up at the dollar store, right? Maybe after a little bit of crack. OK, like this is all right. Listen, that's what it is. And I was just blown away. So I'm hearing now from A.J. McCall, who's the guy. He's one of the owners of D.T. McCall and Sons. I'm hearing from the gentleman who runs the Tennessee Star, Michael Patrick Leahy.
Yep.
He's the journalist, if you remember, who released the full Nashville manifesto.
Yep.
Right. Earlier in the year. He's doing great work. And they're like, we got to do something. You know, we what should we do? I said, well, we should put this all over X. Let's demonstrate, you know, how we can, you know, overcome the media censorship. And so that's the campaign we started to run. We said, listen, the media won't run these ads. They're censoring these ads. You know, let's blow it up on here. Now, apparently, the local Channel 5 has been getting a lot of pressure. So there may be a development on whether or not those ads run shortly. But we think it's possible that that they caved. So those ads may wind up on the airwaves because of public pressure that was mounted on them in a 24-hour period. And that just goes to show you this, right? Get involved any way you can. Your voice means something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're one of thousands of people who chime in on a story like this from the region or outside of the region, the power still rests in the hands of the people. And one thing that I hate to see is people get kind of demoralized, like, well, I'm only one person. What can I do? If everyone took that mindset into this, that we wouldn't be talking about a potential good outcome with these ads, and we would be harping on the negative that censorship is this, that, and the other. But there was so much pressure that was applied to News Channel 5 that it looks like the ads are actually going to run.
Good.
And it's only because of what X did and all of the folks who came out in support of D.T. McCall and Sons. And my goal the entire way, whether it was cutting the ad and then seeing the censorship, was I want these guys, because these are great guys. I met them and they're just awesome. I want them to get the most amount of business possible. And obviously, if you're not in Tennessee, it's hard to support them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in Middle Tennessee, anybody in Middle Tennessee, D.T. McCall and Sons, these guys are your friends, right? If you believe the same, you know, political ideologies as I do, these guys are your friends. Support them, right? That's my goal. It was always to get them the most amount of business.
Yeah.
I don't care about, am I getting censored or that? It's not about me getting censored. It's about, this is, you know, this is their business. They wanted to advertise it in a clever way, and they mm-hmm. weren't allowed to.
Yep.
And we wanted to make sure it didn't hurt them. So it seems like the Streisand effect is happening here, and the opposite effect has happened, and they're now more popular than they've ever been. So that's a good thing.
It's just staggering to me, because you have these traditional, you know, media outlets, traditional radio, traditional television that, you know, will crawl over broken glass to increase revenue, and they're going to shoot down. Now, I don't know how big their ad buy would have been, but still, I mean, I was just blown away, and I always loved the belief of, well, that's the point of a disclaimer. And then it's like, well, what if they don't hear the disclaimer? Well, that's not my fault. If it's a 30-second commercial and you only heard 26 seconds, that's your fault. It's not my fault, right?
Right.
Like, we have the full 30-second ad. We'll give it to you here. Boom, you missed the first 4 seconds.
And for the video product, it was just alarming. It, you know, I don't know what they were hiding behind, but it's like you can clearly see. All right, radio, benefit of the doubt, I can kind of understand it. Those are 60-second ads and whatever. But this is a 30-second TV clip, and it may sound like Trump, but if you look at the screen, you're like, oh, it's an impersonator, right? Like, that's clearly – I'm not even trying to, like – look like I wasn't orange. I didn't put on a little more weight. Sorry, Mr. President.
You don't wear a wig.
No, I put the suit on, but the bit is I look nothing like Trump, but sound like Trump. That's to me what was always kind of funny, like the shock value. Like, what? That's not the voice that's supposed to be coming out of that guy, right? So it's like it's kind of like this whole out of place thing. But you could clearly see on TV it's not Trump.
Yeah.
And there are other radio stations in the area that are running the ads that Cumulus is refusing to run. So their lawyers don't seem to think it's an issue. You know, what we're dealing with here is it's a clever ad. They know the way the business, obviously, they know the way the business leans, and they're trying to hurt them. I think that's what's going on. It's not about all our lawyers say this is, there's too many of these cases that go on like this.
Mm-hmm.
And for News Channel 5 here, from what everyone has told me about that channel, it is a disaster. And there are, way, way woke. It's a CBS affiliate.
Yep.
Woke beyond all belief on there right now. And so this surprised nobody, but it brought so much attention to DT McCall's. They thought they were shutting down their reach, right? Meanwhile, we put this up on X. It got almost 1 million views.
Wow.
And their notoriety has never been higher now.
That's
amazing. So to the left-wing censors who think you control the levers of reach and distribution, you don't. We do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Every time you do this, you know, it's Obi-Wan. I got along very well with Obi-Wan. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Right? The same thing. That's true.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep.
It's the Obi-Wan theory. You take your shot, you know, and you better not miss. And in this case, it got everywhere. Gateway Pundit's doing write-ups about it now. It's all over the place.
Yep.
And News Channel 5 is going to have egg on its face. I think they already have egg on its face.
Yep. And they owe me $50 still, by the way. Anyway, it's a different story for a different day.
Get it.
Yeah, I'm going to get every last dollar. Sean Farish, woo! Great stuff, brother. Thank you very much. And we will chat again next week. And enjoy your Jets victory. You got to stay of execution last night.
Just when I thought I started, you know, when I wanted them to lose, maybe tank a little bit for a better draft pick. What do?
They win.
All right, great. But they won when they were home favorites, which is strange. They never do that.
There you go. Sean, thanks.
Get out and vote, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Early voting ends in Bucks County today, 5 p.m. Make sure you get out and vote.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is,
Sean Farish.
Get out my crock pot. The life is so hectic. It can be difficult to find time just to make that home-cooked dinner for your family from scratch every single day. Luckily, Whatacrock.com's delicious, easy-to-prepare meals make it so simple. I just put one of their meals into my slow cooker in the morning, go about my day, and then when we come home for dinner, well, it's right there waiting, simmering. And the kitchen smells so good. Unlike most meal kit companies, there is no prep required at all. And cleanup is quick and easy. It's as simple as dropping that meal into your slow cooker and voila, dinner is one and done. So I'm looking for fall comfort food right now. I think about, the different barbecue, the chicken barbecue. I love the chicken parm meatballs. Great beef, like slow-cooked beef dinners like Mom used to make with those big chunks of soft carrots and the veggies. They're just delicious. They have such an array and, of course, all the different chilies. So the white bean chili, vegan chili, the ground beef chili. It's just delicious. And you can really, you know, make your choice. And some shrimp dishes I love, too. Whatacrock meals, they make for great gifts. People recovering from surgery or maybe somebody who's a new parent. You know, your niece, your godchild, and you think, what am I going to send them? They're across the country, college students, by the way. So make sure that you go to whatacrock.com. Make sure you use promo code WPHT at checkout. You get $10 off your first order at whatacrock.com. PHT, WPHT for $10 off your first order, whatacrock.com. Dinner made easy. Order now, whatacrock.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
And now it's time to listen to what's still hanging around. It's What's on the Cut Sheet, part two.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
Part two. Starting with cut 10 here, Philip. A man who identifies... No, excuse me. I think this is a trans-identified male. So let's get out our decoder rings, Dawn Stensland, Nick Kale.
A what?
A trans-identified male.
So this is a lady that transitioned to become a male.
Or is it the other way around? Is it a woman... Or is it a male who wants to be a woman? Because let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is a story about this person is suing Hooters for sex-based discrimination.
Help me understand.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy.
Sex-based discrimination at a Hooters.
Y'all want to hear the news report?
Oh, I would love to.
All right, cut 10, Phil, go.
Transgender woman suing a Hooters franchise on Wolf Road for discrimination. News 10's James De La Fuente has been following the story and begins our coverage tonight.
The Hooters on Wolf Road drawing protesters twice in recent weeks.
Justice for Brandy, justice for all. Everybody,
Four protesters out there.
Hooters for sex-based discrimination on the basis
That's a dude.
Accommodations.
It's Brandy.
On the basis of employment.
The restaurant has been a regular stop for Brandy Livingston, so much so she hoped to someday work there. However, after her recent transition, Brandy claims that she's not respected there as a woman.
They would use...
All right.
Male pronouns. They would refer to me as he.
She claims it goes even
further. Yeah, you're he.
Employees and management.
So Brandy's not a Hooter.
No.
I overheard one of the servers after I left the restroom talking to one of the managers and said that, why are you allowing him in the woman's restroom? And the manager said, oh, I don't like it any more than you do.
Brandy filed a claim with the New York State Division of Human Rights. And after investigating, they found sufficient evidence her rights may have been violated under New York Executive Law 296. And there will be a hearing.
At will situation, proving that the employer's reason they gave was wrong is not enough. You got to prove that it was discrimination on the basis of some prohibited characteristics, such as, gender identity.
She says she applied 3 times for employment.
I said, do you want to see my experience or anything? Because I had previous jobs I've had.
Do you want to see my package?
And he said, well, we don't care about experience. We hire on the basis of personality, and there's an image that needs to be met.
Hooters has fired back, saying through their lawyers that Brandy was requested to not return to the restaurant because of what they say were her own offensive actions, and allege that Brandy on several occasions made sexually explicit comments to servers.
They just claimed that you had, prior to transitioning and after, you had frequently made multiple servers at the restaurant uncomfortable by informing them you wanted to marry them, discussing masturbation.
I never said any of that.
The Hooters company says that you had threatened to go to a gun range for practice for the next time you came to the restaurant.
My mom would take me to the gun range and for clay pigeon shooting trap. I feel like one of the servers might have overheard what me and my dad were talking about and misunderstood what we were talking about.
I have reached out to local law enforcement to check any claims of possible gun violence and have found no such threat. Ultimately, Brandy says she does not want money.
What I really want is an apology.
And wings.
Oh,
cold
boy.
Beer. Yeah.
All right. So, obviously... Brandy ain't a fine girl.
You know, it's interesting because you go to certain businesses and the look, the personality, the appearance is their brand, right? And I've been to Hooters many times. I've never seen less than a stellar lady in scantily clad clothing serving my beer and my chicken. So I would argue that Hooters has the right to, as they said, we don't hire based on experience. It's based on what they said, personality. Or I'd have no problem if they said, look, we hire hot chicks. You don't qualify, man. I'm sorry. That's me. That's the world I live in. But we'll see how it plays out. By the way, allegations of talking about masturbation, then about shooting a gun. I just hope that those people that work there are safe, because I could see old... what's his name? Brandon?
Brandy.
Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Brandy coming back with a...
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, it's just, a little unhinged, I would guess, but, it's just me. By the way, the family, the Bundy family motto, Hooters, Hooters, yum, 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 Hooters, Hooters, on a girl that's dumb. Nick, you pig.
Is Hooters even a thing around here, really?
So I was.
I think of it as like Florida, but I don't.
I was going to ask you guys that. Is that one in King of Prussia still open? There used to be one.
I think so. Just about a year ago, me and my buddies went down into a Saturday trip to Atlantic City. They still have them in Atlantic City. That I know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
There used to be one in Valley Forge too, I believe, out there. That one definitely closed down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with Dawn. I don't really. I saw one recently. We were somewhere and I was just like, oh, Hooters. You don't see those every day.
Yeah, let me see. Hooters came.
Maybe it was New Jersey.
They opened at 11:30 today. Yeah, it's the one on North Gulf Road.
Yep.
It's still there.
Hey, travel alert, because of the big Harris Walls campaign night event on the, you know, along the Ben Franklin Parkway.
Yeah.
Art Museum, they've already shut down all those roads.
Yeah.
So it's going to affect the Schuylkill going home. Just a heads up.
And by the way, you know, if I was out of Hooters and Brandy was my waitress, I guess, I'd have no problem. As long as my food came out hot and my beer's cold, I'm giving Brandy 20-25% tip.
But we knew, I mean, talking about all these stories, we knew that something like this was eventually going to happen, right?
Of course. Of course.
And by the way, I don't know this person, so I'm not accusing them of anything, but like, some people are just looking to be, you know, looking for a lawsuit, right? They're like, yeah. they know going into it that they're going to stir up controversy, and they could potentially get, because Hooters is going to want this to go away.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
So this person, in my opinion, could just be paid off and just, you know, get a big payout and be done with it.
Yeah. If they have employees who all say the same thing and say they were harassed and that this individual was doing sicko things, I don't know that they're going to settle this.
Yeah.
Because
you don't think so?
I don't know that they would, because then does an employee sue?
That's
and
true.
Say you're disrespecting me. This person was saying lewd things to me.
Uh-huh. Newman Price says on Twitter, Hooters serves wings, Brandy serves nuggets.
That's not right. That's not right. Kevin Poles writes, KOP in Lawrenceville, New Jersey are the two closest locations. So I thought there was one in like Glen Mills or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the one in KOP is still open.
Yeah.
Opens 11:30 today.
Do you, on a scale, because you're a wings guy.
I love wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Where do you rank?
I would take Hooters over Buffalo Wild.
Really?
Wings. I'm not a big chain wing guy. I like my wings at your local pub.
I agree with you.
I like them crispy.
There is a place, and forgive me, I forget the name of it. It's in Sayreville, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a little, it looks like a house. It has probably 7 tables inside.
Those are
They have 500 different flavors of wings.
Oh, that,
it's the greatest wings you will ever have.
500 different flavors?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Holy
it's amazing.
Cow.
I was just there last month.
Wow.
Here's the thing I'm going to say about this, and that is that if somebody is a server at any restaurant, at any establishment, they are not required by law.
Yeah.
To call someone by the pronouns, because they could argue religious rights. They could say they accidentally ID'd somebody by the wrong pronoun. This kind of case, you know, would open up a whole Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
If this individual says, well, you must call me by, you know, fill in the blank pronouns. Mm-hmm. You can't force someone.
Yeah.
You cannot force someone. And I know that in California, they had talked about, oh, if you misgender somebody, it's against the law. I think that it absolutely is protected by the Constitution. We talk about the First Amendment, and you cannot be forced to do that.
It's a two-part issue, right? It's nobody really has an issue with the fact that you want to claim to be something that you're not. Knock yourself. I really couldn't care less. But it's the forcing of others to acknowledge you in a certain way where it's like, dude, you love who you want, date who you want, marry who you want. Vivek Ramaswamy had a great speech on that last night. But the absurdity of you will address me, like, Don Sensland, do you ever go up to another human being in any walk of life and say, this is how you will address me? I have never walked up to anybody and
said that to me all the time. You will address me as man, damn it. How dare you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
This obsession with like being able to control what people say and think is outrageous.
By the way, Tap and Growler is the name of the place in Sayreville, New Jersey. They're not a sponsor. I was there a month ago. They have great wings. It's way off the beaten path. That's like Central Jersey, but it's over 500 different flavors of wings. Tap and Growler in Sayreville, New Jersey.
By the way, when you eat your wings, are you one of these animals that sticks the whole thing in your mouth and then plucks it off and it looks like it's been plucked clean by a cat in an alleyway?
No, it's not me.
Okay.
All right, we got a break.
Back after this, Kale and Company. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Today, Friday, November 1st. We celebrate the birthdays of Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who's 62, and Rick Allen from Def Leppard, who's 61. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Dan Peek from America, Ronald Bell from Kool and the Gang, and Jim Steinman. Singles include Found Out About You by the Gin Blossoms, as well as Creep by STP in 93, Undercover the Night by the Stones in 83, Burning Heart by Survivor in 85, and Are You Lonesome Tonight by Elvis in 60. Albums include MTV Unplugged in New York by Nirvana and Euthanasia by Megadeth in 94, Dawn Patrol by Night Ranger in 82, Live in London by Testament in 2005, and Burning Love and Hits from his Movies by Elvis in 72. Also in 75, Elton John was atop the singles chart with Island Girl. In 2005, Black Sabbath is inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame. In 69, Suspicious Minds by Elvis is atop the singles chart. In 75, the Faces play their final show. And in 59, all for Linda Kearns, due to being in the Army. Mm-hmm. For the first time in nearly 5 years, no Elvis single is on the Billboard charts. But lastly, on this day in 2012, Metal Hammer magazine published a list of their top 10 rock and heavy metal mustaches ever. At the top of that list was Freddie Mercury.
Ah.
As a side note, though, anyone going to the Maiden show tonight in Philly, I will see you there. For Kale and Company, I'm, of course, Philip.
Why would you even cover that?
It's unbelievable. Ah, nice work, Philip. All right, it is now time for our McCausland Lock and Alarm Lock of the Week. Business owners, they count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities. Featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience, McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. Eagles, 7.5-point home favorites.
Over-under, by the way, 45.5.
Yeah, I like the Eagles at -7.5. I like the over at 45, 45.5, depending on where you shop. Give me the Eagles, 34, the Jaguars, 23. Birds by 11, but I don't think it'll be that close. I think Jacksonville will make it a little bit more respectable in garbage time.
Dawn, you want to go next?
So my week 9 prediction is...
Look at this. She even gives you the week.
I like it.
Woo! Is 47. What I mean by that is Eagles, 3+1, 4. Eagles, 31. Jaguars, 16.
Wow.
So it's 47. Which is also my prediction for Tuesday.
Okay. I like that.
Wow, look at that.
All right.
I'm also going to go the over, 45.5. I'm going to do the Eagles 37, the Jaguars 13. And by the way, in case you weren't listening earlier, my FanDuel.com/Greg, I'm also going with this four-leg same-game parlay. Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown. A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown. Devontae Smith, anytime touchdown. And Jalen Hurt, anytime touchdown. A $10 wager can win you $345.
Wow, 34.5-1 on your money.
FanDuel.com/Greg.
There
you, do that.
Go.
There you go.
All right, Dawn Show, 6 minutes.
Oh, wait. Phil wants to make a pick, too.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I'm sort of on the lines of Dawn. I'm going to go 30-17. Also on the over, but with that 47 number.
Okay. So the Jets fan has weighed in on the Eagles game.
My team won, so that's I could do that. Go.
It's a great win for you guys last night, by the way. All right, Dawn's coming up, top of the hour. What do we have lined up, dear?
Yeah, right at 10 o'clock, Kathy Barnett. Woo-hoo. Live. Let's talk to a strong, conservative Republican woman and get her take on, as we TikTok, you know, as we just are counting the days till Election Day. So she's been very busy. Hear the update from Kathy. Great show today. A lot of breaking news. We'll break it down.
All right, Dawn Show, top of the hour. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We will be back on Monday at 6 a.m. And just remember, when it pertains to Mark Cuban,
he's just a wang.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.